Welcome to Kosher Tidbits. There is an expression attributed to a famous American politician that all politics is local. Previous Kosher Tidbits have dealt with the issues involved in the kosher certification of industrial bakeries. In this tidbit, we will turn local and focus upon your local neighborhood bakery. Why does it need hashgacha? What are its unique problems? Let us start with the most basic of all situations, your local bread or bagel bakery. Does it really need kosher certification? What can be not kosher in bread? The question is often raised and truthfully seems to be a valid one. After all, isn't bread comprised merely of flour and water? In reality, this is no longer the case. Times are a-changing. Nothing is like it used to be. Ingredients used in the plain old bread bakery are no longer innocuous and may be not kosher. The bakery, therefore, requires kosher supervision and certification. Let us mention a few of the potentially problematic ingredients. Emulsifiers are commonly used in bread baking. A large variety of dough conditioners, in particular, are used in bread baking. They serve two functions. One, to improve the texture of the dough and of the final product. Two, to extend the shelf life, acting as a preservative. Even the local bakery today is interested in having its products remain fresh for a substantial amount of time. These emulsifiers may be not kosher and therefore require certification. Local bakeries in our fast-paced society rarely bake all of their breads from scratch, as was done in the past. Bakers will often use many pre-manufactured bread bases and bread mixes to help speed up the baking process. These ingredients need certification as well. Shortenings and oils are used in bread baking. They certainly may be not kosher and require certification. Even, quote, pure vegetable oil shortening may be not kosher for a number of reasons and requires strict supervision and certification. A percentage of fatty acid emulsifiers might be blended into a shortening to give it a specific quality. It would still be labeled as pure vegetable shortening. Another concern is that there are producers of shortening and oils that manufacture the vegetable shortenings on the same equipment as the animal shortening. Strict kosherization, supervision, and certification of such facilities would therefore be necessary. There are less of such facilities today in the United States, but they do still exist. Lard, to be sure, is less commonly used in many regions of the country because of health concerns, but it is still used in certain areas and in certain communities. We will now mention a few more possible ingredient concerns. Increasingly, bakers have begun to put raisin juice concentrate into bread, primarily in the dark breads. It imparts a certain sweet flavor into the bread, as well as being a natural mold inhibitor. This presents a very serious kosher concern. It is now the consensus of the major kosher certification organizations that raisin juice concentrate, as it is currently produced, like grape juice, has the status of stam yenom, and thus may be accepted only under rigorous supervision and certification. Milk ingredients. Milk powder and other dairy ingredients are commonly used in bread formulation. They contribute to bread flavor, crust, color, and serve as dough conditioners. This is an obvious problem. According to Jewish law, halacha, bread cannot be dairy, and by definition, therefore, is not kosher. There are also ingredients that are not actual food ingredients, but nevertheless could be problematic. Often, baking pans will be greased with release agents so that breads and cakes are easily released and do not stick to the surface. These could be not kosher. In addition, baking pans are generally lined with baking paper. There are two main types: paper treated with silicone and paper treated with Kwilon. Silicone is a chemical that is not kosher sensitive. Kwilon, however, may come from animal fat and therefore requires reliable certification. Indeed, bakers often use Kwilon because it is cheaper than silicone. We have mentioned some of the possible ingredients that may be not kosher in your local bakery. This means that in order for a bakery to be kosher and properly certified, these ingredients must come from particular sources with approved kosher certifications. In a small bakery, deliveries of ingredients are less systematic than in the large, highly organized industrial bakery, and therefore more prone to mistakes. The Rav HaMachshir, the certifying agency, must therefore be vigilant, careful, and creative in monitoring and ensuring that the proper ingredients are used. Until now, we have discussed the simplest case, the plain bread or bagel bakery. However, your local bakery rarely bakes and provides you only with bread. Man does not live by bread alone. It also bakes and serves many cakes, pastries, cookies, and other scrumptious delicacies that you so long for and expect. These baked goods are often made with dairy ingredients, and in contrast to bread, may be certified as dairy according to Jewish law. This means that your small local bakery may be baking, storing, and serving both parv bread items and dairy cake items. This presents an even greater challenge in properly supervising and certifying. Firstly, ingredients. While dairy ingredients are permitted to be used in cake items, they must be strictly monitored for kosher status. Dairy ingredients are not necessarily kosher. Whey, butter, and cheese are just some examples of dairy ingredients that might not be kosher and would therefore need to be certified as such. If the bakery is certified as Cholov Yisrael, obviously the ingredients need to conform to this particular standard. In addition, care must be taken to make sure that the dairy and parv ingredients are stored separately and do not become mixed together. In the limited confines of a small bakery, this could be a major challenge. The chief challenge, however, in a dairy parv bakery is properly monitoring and ensuring that the dairy and parv baking equipment are segregated. Following are just some of the potential problems that need to be carefully and thoughtfully taken care of by the Rav HaMachshir, by the certifying agency. Sheet pans and pan liners must be designated for either parv or dairy use. A system must be developed and carefully monitored to differentiate between the two, either by color coding, different shapes, or by engraving one of them in a certain distinct manner. The tendency in a small area is for them to become mixed up and used improperly. The sheet pans are not usually washed after each baking. They often will be stored on top of each other. Crumbs and grease of the dairy pans could thereby fall off and adhere to the sides of the parv pans. Preparation work tables, mixers, cloths, knives, mixing bowls, hooks, and other assorted utensils will also often have residue. Care must be taken to keep them clean and distinct. The type, size, and exact use of the oven must be carefully reviewed and monitored in order to make sure that no issue of dairy and parv contamination exists. The dairy and parv ingredients need to be segregated and stored separately. Careful attention and scrutiny must be paid to make sure that dairy ingredients do not get mixed into the parv products. Employees who handle both dairy and parv must follow precise procedures and regulations that make sure that the parv products are not compromised. Finally, the small local bakery making both parv and dairy needs to have careful control on the retail selling area as well to make sure that dairy and parv products do not get mixed up. We have attempted in this brief tidbit to outline some of the reasons why your local bakery needs supervision and some of the complexity involved in properly certifying them. Your local bakery provides you with a good amount of nourishment and satisfaction, often on a daily basis. As you partake of its delectable delights, always keep in mind the verse in Devarim, Pereches, Pasuk Gimel, Ki lo al halechem levado yicheh adam, ki al kol motso pi Hashem yicheh adam. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of Hashem does he live. Commentators explain that as we partake of foods, we should and must realize that the nutrition that these foods provide us with ultimately comes from Hashem. They further add that we should therefore not focus all of our attention on food, on the material aspects of this world, but rather on fulfilling all of the mitzvos of Hashem, which sustain us and give us life, in this world as well as in the world to come. Thank you.